Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and their time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Welcome to the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Today we're talking about what makes a marketing mix great. Holiday season promotions with greeting cards. And we're going to talk about some creative ways in which to use greeting cards as part of your holiday promotions. Now, I was doing the research, and I came across this. Build your business by referrals. As in real estate, location, location, location is everything. When it comes to marketing, referrals, referrals, referrals. Always the goal. A warm market is so much better than a cold market lead. And a referral is a warmer lead because you have been referred by someone that they know and trust, hopefully. So referrals, referrals, referrals. And all that we do, we want to get referrals. Then there was another interesting statement, and this all came from, if you want to check it out, go to www.premierbusinessgreetings.com, and it's P-R-E-M-I-E-R, businessgreetings.com. Now they have this quote up there, according to a U.S. government study, 70% of customer defections are due to nothing more than a feeling of general indifference by the company with whom they've done business. After the sale, they feel you just don't care. So using greeting cards as a way to keep customers, for customer retention, to increase customer loyalty, and to generate referrals. Excellent source. So this is great to use with your existing customer base. You have customers, send them greeting cards. Customize your greeting cards. You can have them done professionally, or you can have them customized, or you can order cards and put a custom message in it, or you can even purchase greeting card paper for your inkjet printer and design your own. Whatever the method, just do it. This needs to be incorporated into your marketing plan always. But with the holiday season coming, of course, we have special greetings. We are pre-holiday season, but you want to start doing campaigns around that with your message. All I want for Christmas is a Taylor Adams gift certificate. You know, you can do that as a wonderful joke, you know. You can put a Taylor Adams gift certificate underneath a tree or someone saying something when the car. All I want for Christmas is, and then you have someone else answer like a cartoon, a Taylor Adams gift certificate? And, you know, it's funny, it's laughable. But again, it brings to mind, it brings you up to their mind. You made them laugh. You made them think of you as an option. So when they are going shopping and people are buying and all, is your product or service in their shopping cart? Is your product or service in the bags when people walk out the store or check out online? That's what you want to ensure. So, start connecting with your customers now. And it's not all, sometimes it's the soft sale. Sometimes it's not always about a sale. It's just a thank you for being my customer. Thank you for being a loyal customer. We really appreciate you. If there's anything we can do, you have any concerns at all, please let us know. It's a beautiful day, and it reminds me of you. All the various things you can say, that you can say to align yourself with your customer, to associate yourself with good thoughts, good feelings, that you do care, you do value them, their opinion, and their business. And that's what you do, what definitely want to do. So, you know, always make, you know, your unique you, your unique focus and style and all. Make sure that always comes out. Don't just do something generic. Do something that reminds them of your business and your service. So, that's number one. First, we said using greeting cards for referrals. And under what we list under that is we're using greeting cards for customer retention, retaining our existing client base, for customer loyalty, for increasing customer loyalty, and for gaining referrals. Now, that is one way. And as I stated, you can have them, you can get custom done cards where everything from your message can be customized to even the image, or you can design the card yourself. Now, come with this campaign is mailing, and mailing can be expensive. So even though there is something to be said for hard copy mail, I mean, I know we're really in the internet and all, but everyone isn't on the internet. And I really especially think when you come to the holiday season, there needs to be some intimacy. So this is just one time that I think is definitely worthy during the holiday season to send a card in the mail. It is more expensive, but it definitely helps pan out. And you need to do this on a regular basis, and not every month at all, but maybe twice a year, or even if you do it once a year, make sure you're following up with those same people by email. Just the mailing by itself, and you haven't been in touch with them before, or you don't follow up, doesn't make it. But make sure it's part of something that is followed up. So you definitely want to consider what they call the snail mail, but it's more intimate, more personal. And people, what they do, they put up, you know, we put up holiday cards. And believe me, if you do send out a card that has a beautiful image, it's going to get hung like every other card, even though it's coming from a business. and people walk and they see and people look at cards as they go through their house. And, you know, you just do that if you're sitting around waiting because the cards are all laid out there, so they're interesting. So definitely take advantage of that during the holiday season. It's definitely more of a time because people do have people visiting their home. People, you know, more, it has more chance people seeing the card other than just the person you send it to, plus it's doing what you want it to do. Now, then again, too, you have the option of sending cards over the internet, again, where you can personalize cards. Many people offer you the option in order to promote their artwork and promote their card business. Definitely, you can send cards. So there are various businesses on which you can, on the internet, send cards through the internet. And there are just so many. So search out and find them. So there's two on snail mail, and which we understand is more expensive, but is worth the investment. And maybe you send the snail mail to your most loyal customers. You may select a group in which to do that, where you feel you get your highest return. And then there's internet. You can send cards through the internet. Now, I do want to warn you how you use your greeting card service, because there are a lot of them. But be a little mindful, because there is these big phishing sites that are using Hallmark. And I used to get greeting cards all the time, but these are all phishing sites that say, you have a greeting card, you have a greeting card. And it's just some kind of scam phishing site. So people are leery of that. They're going to bulk mail. So if you do an internet card campaign, you have to be very careful. Make sure that you are not meeting spam criteria. Make sure that the from is not something general. Don't even if it's Hallmark, you don't want it to say from Hallmark Readings. You need the opportunity to personalize the from. So if you have to get the cards and then send them yourself, if you have to use your sending service, you need to find the opportunity. I need to personalize the from, because if I do not, my client base is not going to open it up because they, you know, they know me. And if they don't, it's something general, they're not going to open it up. And there is scams going on with Hallmark and all of these places. So you really need to work to have that discussion. So if you invest in, you're investing time and money to get it done, you want to have the highest click rate, open rate as you can have. So it's not going to happen if 90% of your mail is going to people's spam boxes. And definitely if it looks like these fraudulent emails that are going out about greeting cards. So I do want to warn you about that. The next thing we want to look at, as far as greeting cards, we want to look at doing partnerships with greeting cards companies. And I know we spoke about that earlier, but there are several different options that really can afford you this opportunity. No matter the type of business that you do, you can find a greeting card company to partner with. And there are a lot of smaller greeting card companies. People you know may actually have their own line of greeting cards, and they're working to get them out. And that may be a really nice, intimate way of doing a partnership. One, you may get some unique cards. You know, make sure that you like the line of cards and you're comfortable with the images that are represented in the card line, that you're comfortable with it representing you and your company. So once you're sure of that, even if it is a smaller line or someone, you know, is just doing it themselves, you got a wonderful opportunity here to barter. So you have a wonderful opportunity to send unique cards. And you, the barter is always, or what you want to do as far as the collaborative, because you define your barter yourselves. But the collaboration is the sharing of markets. Okay, you send my information to your audience, and I'll send your information to mine. the greeting card company automatically gets known because you're sending out their information and you're letting them know. You want to, of course, make sure that this card line and these people have your target audience. Now, there is, of course, a catch-22 if this greeting card company does not yet have a target audience and they're trying to get an audience. Now, you may be the way of supplying them with the audience. If that's the case, then definitely you barter for free cards, because that's what you're going to get out of unique cards that you can use to send in your client base that you don't have to pay for. But there are groups, and you should suggest this, even if it's with the smaller company, hey, I have a way to help you move cards. And what we'll do, let's partner, and let's go to some schools, go to some churches, go to some organizations that need to do fundraising for the holiday season, and let's suggest they use your cards to fundraise. You can create your own catalog sheet. Tell a person, take images of the card, put so many on one sheeter, and order catalog sheet. And on the back is an order form. The order form is on the back. On the front is images. You should be able to get anywhere from 6 to 8 images on an 8.5 by 11 comfortably with the company's information and everything. And, of course, with you as a partner. And you can say this fundraising program is sponsored by you. This could be your collaboration. And what you do is you offer a discount for everyone who purchases. That's another incentive to buy and why to buy from that company over another company. It's because when they do support this, when they support the fundraiser and they support a community partner, you reward them with an exclusive discount. And that is another phenomenal way to market with greeting cards. So there's so many greeting card companies out here. I don't know if you have. Shades Gifts has a wonderful line of black cards, and they're really becoming competitive now with black-gifts.com. But these are some of the best lines. I'm not sure if they're still in business, but Kumba Collectibles, K-U-U-M-B-A, Collectibles, out of Washington, D.C. They even sometimes include bath salts and different things in their cards. These are more specialty. They're a really great line of cards. You want unique cards that stand out, that pop, that evoke feeling. Abstract, even if you want an abstract line of cards. I'm pretty sure that she would develop a unique line for you. And this is Rebecca Jenkins. She's a fine artist and graphic designer. So you can check Rebecca Jenkins out at www.acrylicsoncanvas.com, acrylicsoncanvas.com, or innovativedesignstyle.com. So you can check her out at either one, acrylicsoncanvas, and contact Rebecca. She is a wonderful abstract artist. So if abstract art is more your flavor, then take the abstract art and use it. And ask her, because she also can give you printing services. So she can make you up like 100 cards. And you guys choose an image. You lease a license for use of that image. You don't own it, but at least a license use, and she'll have that image and your message, customize it. They do you 100, 200, maybe 250 cards, whatever you guys decide on for a set price. And now you have your own unique design. Whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, there are cards for every occasion and season. But what you do look for is to do a promotion around that. And then it's even great if you want to get an affiliate account onto your website with another greeting card. You know people are going to be using greeting cards this time of year. They're going to be using them. They're going to share them. So whichever way you can partner and align yourself during the holiday season with a greeting card, you really want to do it because everybody's going to send some kind of cards during the holiday season. So be a part of that movement. And then next, you get to connect your greeting card promotion with a mobile campaign. So when we speak about mobile marketing, which will be within the next 2 weeks, we've got two key shows just confirming speakers, but what media planning and buying, that's going to be one show, and we're going to talk with representatives from Radio One, representatives from Comcast, so that you're able to, you know, kind of know what it's like to purchase on that level, and about placement specials that they may be they're probably having for the holiday season, how you can take advantage of it. So we're going to be doing radio and cable, and then we'll go to print opportunities as far as online magazines, newspapers. So we have representatives where they will talk about what they have, and we'll give an overall idea of what a newspaper, even if it's in your area, has to offer and how you can maximize the media of newspaper print to your advantage. So these are the things that we want to talk about, we want you to look at. This has been a very simple, straight to the point show. I know we've thought about greeting cards and you've heard it, but have you implemented it? We hear a lot of good things. So much information, basically on information overload. But what have you stopped and implemented? Don't just hear this good information. Don't just say, oh, they got some really great information, and you go on about business as usual. You need to sit down and re-look at your business, how you're doing it, and are you being most strategic? Are you maximizing your time, your energy, and your resources? And it's not just money, but are you maximizing your relationships? Are you maximizing your social networking? Are you maximizing the Web 2.0 technology? Or are you just spending so much time surfing that you're not turning around and incorporating this information into your strategies and actually implementing it? I'm doing this series and all, and it may seem pretty simple and all, but I'm doing it for a reason. I want real results. I want people to actually implement it, and I want our small black businesses and home-based businesses to move a little more professionally and to literally move forward in what they're doing. Even if you're doing network marketing, that's still great. Get your card line and talk about your product like Soul Purpose. Soul Purpose, Visionary Lifestyle, Entrepreneur, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, number 1746, okay? So you can sign on to Soul Purpose. You can work with me on natural beauty and wellness. I mean, we all have to cleanse our bodies, correct? We all need something to cleanse our body. We all need to moisturize. So if we're going to be doing that, then do it in a life giving manner as opposed to a life-robbing manner. Do it where it is socially responsible, it's green, and it's empowering others. I mean truly empowering others. I'm talking about from the making of the product. They use collective shea butter, collective in South Africa, teas collective in Korea, women collective. You know, you have a certain community that needs to be empowered, and we go into that community and we engage them and do and bring a real business opportunity there using what they already do. And we use that and we create the product. In turn, we distribute the product by means of network marketing. So instead of putting a whole bunch of money into a celebrity spokesperson, which they can do, because the company is founded by Nadine Thompson, and she knows celebrities. So her getting a celebrity to endorse her product and to be the spokesperson is not an issue for her. But you can empower so many more people. If you take the same dollars and market it person by person, and it's marketed by way of referral and warm market, you're empowering so many other people because you're actually creating incomes. They're not just using the product and benefiting and becoming healthier, but also creating income for them. They're helping them make it through a holiday season, helping them with some extra medical bills they may have, helping people actually be able to finance their goals and dreams. There are people that are going to leave their 9-to-5 and be doing this solely. And it's the only reason why I just haven't yet, because we just started in March. But we've created successes before. So this is like what you call a group of seasoned professionals just coming together under New Collaborative. So we all know the game. We've done the beauty, wellness, holistic, and we're doing it at a higher level now, all with more experience. But again, if it's network marketing, use the greeting cards. I can tell you, develop some beautiful lines of cards. Beautiful. This is another way, too, to network with artists. Artists are the storytellers of our culture. Find an artist. Find a photographer. Find a visual artist you know whose work is fabulous, and sit down and talk about a collaborative. Let the greeting cards or the cards you use be a way to market their art. And then you do, you know, again, like when you purchase my product, you can also receive a discount on this artwork. When you purchase the artwork, you'll receive a discount on my product as a thank you. And if you're launching a sale and you have a storefront retail or something, or even if it's online, hey, just, you know, have a launch day. You know, it's like you have a grand opening, have a launch day. Do a webinar and have an online party, or do it inside of a shop or place, but showcase that person's artwork. You know, you can do a reception, showcase the artwork, a wine and cheese. If you don't want to use wine, you can always sparkle a cider or peach, whatever. But wonderful art reception while you're showcasing your product and services, and you're showcasing the artwork. It's not, you know, it's not getting in the way. But look at ways. This is the holiday season. Being value-driven, cost-conscious. And this holiday season, the most special thing about this holiday season is love, family, coming together. They're, you know, so reflect that in your business. Thankfulness, gratefulness. This is the season we're coming. Let that reflect in your business. And you will connect more emotionally with your audience. And how do people buy? That's right, emotionally. So connect to those emotions. And it's not taking advantage of anything. That's how people do it. But there are real emotions. And just, of course, you have to be real. Don't be phony about it. Don't, you know, well, she said do it this way, so do, you know, because is this how it manifests through you? What part of the holiday season do you like the most? What's the part that excites you? And what part of it aligns with your business and its image? And use that. Connect with that. But really, it's wonderful when you articulate a message from concept all the way through retail consumption, even in the way in which you do business. So really take the time to partner with a small business, an independent person, and you guys lift each other up, and, you know, everybody maximize and profit from this holiday season. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, marketing consultant, analyst, Chief Marketing Officer for the Master Griot Project and the Black Business Space Value Tour. Please give me a call. I'm here to help you make it through with your business. We're talking about maximizing your time, your energy, and resources. And that's what I want to help you do, and maximize your dollar, which is one of your resources. So give me a call, 1-888-846-9811. That's 1-888-846-9811. Let me help you make it the best holiday season ever. Next week, same time, same place on Master Griot Radio. And this has been the Media Mix Live, Pure TE Marketing Madness. As always, here on Master Griot Radio, we speak for you. Peace and love.